it's an interesting thing because I think it's always been an interesting thing about coaching is that there's a greater desire to learn how to do it than there is a desire to be a recipient of it. That is a fundamental situation that we all as coaches deal with, and at Coachville this has always been such a bizarre thing. It's like there's more people that want to be a coach than there is want to hire a coach. And then what happens is mostly the people who hire a coach are the other coaches. And that's actually a good thing because once you get what coaching is because you're learning how to do it, you get the value of it, then you want to have a great one in your life. So you hire one. So it all sort of makes sense. And that's my point is that people who've never had a great coach, they don't get it. So they don't think of hiring one. And this actually just brings up this point that I learned about or talked about last night with some folks when I was at an event that where Seth Godin was speaking. So Seth Godin, he gives like a 15-minute rant. And then I'll tell you about the rant in a moment. And then it was just open mic night. Like if you had a question about someplace you were stuck in your business, you could just go to the mic, say what it is, and then he would give you a 2-minute laser idea on what you might do or how to think about it. So first of all, his 15-minute rant basically was this. The industrial age is over. There's a new age happening. We don't know what to call it yet. He calls it the connected age. We don't know how to operate successfully as humans in this connected age because all of our minds were programmed in the industrial age. And I was like, huh, where have I heard that before? I must be like on the same brain channel as Seth Godin because I've been saying the same exact things. It was incredible. So he's up there saying these things that I say, which was good. I was like, all right, I'm not the only Looney Tune saying these things. And that was basically his thing. He said, so all the thoughts you have in your mind, they probably don't work in this new paradigm, so we've got to change our minds. And he gave some examples, and he talked about a revolution, which is cool, because I was like, dang, I'm on the same channel, because I've been thinking about this program I've been trying to launch within Coachville. I've tried a couple times this thing called the Coaching Mastery Game that I hope all of you will play. And it just doesn't take off. So I've been talking to a couple people about it, so I decided to give it a new name. Starting on Monday, there's going to be a new game at Coachville. I hope you will play. And it's going to be called the Coaching Revolution Game. And it's about joining the movement. And I'm going to be sharing all about it in some really cool 2-minute coach segments that I'm going to start sending out. So that's what Seth said. So now, what did Seth say about coaching? So this woman, Sherry Babb, gets up. Sherry's a longtime Coachville member. She's been on a gazillion calls with us. You might have heard her. You've been on calls in Coachville over the last 10 years. She's a frequent sharer. So she gets up and shares her challenge in creating her coaching business with Seth. And Seth says this to her. He says, being in a coaching business is impossibly hard to do. He says, because everyone who wants a life coach or a business coach already has one. So if you are new or you're in the business and you don't have enough clients and you want more clients, there's no clients to have because everyone who wants one already has one. So the only way to get new clients is you have to actually do two things. First, you have to educate them about why they would possibly want or need a life or business coach. Then you have to convince them that you are the one for them. He says, no other profession has to do this. Plumbers don't need to convince the person they need a plumber. They know they need a plumber. Doctors don't have to convince people they need a doctor. People know they need a doctor. But coaches have to first convince the person that they need one, then that they are the right one. And those two having to do both of those things with the same customer is really, really hard. And he said, so basically, that's what he said, and then he said, good luck, and went on to the next person. I thought that was amazing. I'm like, crap, that's what I've been saying. Anyway, now that I know that I am on the same mental, and I don't read Seth Godin's blog, I don't read, you know, I read a few of his books years ago. It's not like I'm following the guy, but somehow the stuff I've been saying is on the exact same wavelength. Creepy, really, in a way. Kind of creepy. All right, so anyway, I think we have some ideas about how to solve these problems.